The economy may be in low gear, but business is in the fast lane for the Korean automaker, Hyundai. Last month, while car sales stalled overall, Hyundai continued what's been a great year for sales, with its best month ever in the U.S., selling nearly 60,000 cars. Analysts point to Hyundai's success as a sign of the increasingly competitive nature of the U.S. car market. Long gone are the days of the Big Three. Now, it's more like the Big 13. And Pierre Sonari-Glinton reports on Hyundai and the fractured American car market.
The car industry can be a lot like a movie. It has scenes, it has characters, and boy, does it have conflict. Right now, if the industry were a movie, I think it'd be the 1950 classic All About Eve, where an actress, played by Bette Davis, has to fend off her rival.
By chance, did you place a call from me to Bill for midnight California time?
Golly, I forgot to tell you.
Yes, dear, you forgot all about it.
In All About Eve, Bette Davis hires a young assistant, Eve. By the end of the movie, Eve has learned the game from Davis, and Bette Davis has lost her part.
It'd be so much easier for everyone concerned if I were to play Cora. So much better theater, too.
Let's pretend, for the sake of this story, that Toyota, the world's largest car company, is Bette Davis, and upstart Hyundai is Eve.
I think it's a really interesting analogy.
Dave Zukowski is head of sales for Hyundai. He says there's no doubt Hyundai has been watching and learning from Toyota, even if it's had numerous problems with recalls and bad PR.
Everything was really patterned after the way they did it. We also stepped back and they experienced some of the problems last year and wanted to make sure that we didn't end up falling into the same trap.
This year, Toyota has new problems. The earthquake and tsunami have hurt its production. Meanwhile, Hyundai is running at full capacity. At its Georgia plant, it's doing something the company has never done before, adding a third shift. Zukowski says it's not just that Toyota has had bad luck, and Hyundai has been fortunate.
The Koreans are incredibly determined to establish themselves as a global, powerful player.
You do all that just for a part in a play.
I'd do much more for a part that good.
Looking at that movie, it's the same, you know, she had the motivation to be that person that could take over from Bette Davis.
David Champion is head of auto testing for Consumer Reports. He says while Hyundai is hungry and keeps making better cars, many of the other major manufacturers have gotten lazy.
You know, this young upstart, they're going, I want to beat number one. I want to be there. And I'm going to do everything in my power to get there. And I think that's the motivation that they have.
Because essentially,
they want to be Bette Davis.
Jesse Toprak is with the automotive website TrueCar.com. He says, just like the upstart girl in the movie, Hyundai had to overcome a checkered past by using excellent marketing. For instance, its Hyundai Assurance Plan, where the company would take back your car if you lost your job.
Because at the end of the day, I think they only had a handful of people, if that, actually return their cars, but everybody talked about it, and it was just amazing promotion, and hit exactly the reason why some people may not have been buying cars, which was uncertainty.
He says Hyundai's incredible success is a sign that the U.S. car market has never been so open.
So what that means is, from a consumer's perspective, it's fantastic because you have so many choices. In fact, it is so good that it's somewhat confusing as to what to choose, really. From a manufacturer's perspective, it means that the job is a little bit tougher now.
Toprak and other analysts say, on any given day, almost any of the car makers could surge ahead. So, as Bette Davis would say,
fasten your seatbelts. It's going to be a bumpy night.
And for everybody who sells cars in the U.S., dawn's a long, long way away. Sonari Glinton, NPR News.